go wrong if we understand Hegel to say that an absolute and living knower apprehends the truth of all actuality. For such a knower, nothing is alien. Nothing is yet to be brought within the compass of its knowledge. Absolute mind, however, isn't adequately expressed by terms like totality or comprehensiveness. Hegel says we can best understand absolute mind by thinking of the concrete spiritual forms that express its being and essence. These are art, religion, and philosophy. While all three spiritual forms have the same content, God or truth, each form expresses this content differently. Philosophy alone, says Hegel, attains the pure concept of absolute mind, God or truth. Art and religion are limited because they depend on sensible material, images and pictorial thought. Hegel believes that religion comes on the scene earlier than philosophy, and it expresses truth in images and figurative thought. Philosophy's task is to work through and go beyond the expression found in religion.
The objects of philosophy are upon the whole the same as those of religion. In both, the object is truth, in that supreme sense in which God and God only is the truth. In point of time, the mind makes general images of objects long before it makes concepts of them, and it is only through these mental images and by recourse to them that the thinking mind rises to know and comprehend thinkingly. Philosophical science alone is the perfect form in which spirit truly knows itself.
Hegel is saying that spirit is best expressed in concepts alone. Philosophy then must supersede both art and religion. This is the pivot on which Hegel's entire system turns. Hegel regards art and religion as deficient forms of expression, yet he includes them in describing the process through which absolute spirit comes to know itself completely. To begin with, Hegel believes that art and religion are reciprocally related. Religious worship or devotion produces the first consciousness of the absolute, the shape or form of beauty, which at the same time is an expression of God. The artist seeks to express the beauty of holiness by depicting the symbols, the sacred figures and events on which a religious tradition rests. Hegel says that the artist's expression is still imperfect because it's limited by his materials and individual abilities. Absolute spirit is not yet at home with itself in either the medium or the inspiration of the artist. Yet, Hegel says, the artist is actually in a superior position.
The artistic production belongs to the genius or particular endowment of the artist. And it is at the same time a labor concerned with technical cleverness and mechanical externalities. The work of art, therefore, is just as much a work due to free choice, and the artist is the master of the god.
Regardless of these shortcomings, Hegel claims that beautiful art performs an essential role in helping spirit to realize itself as free.
Beautiful art has for its condition the self-consciousness of the free spirit, the consciousness that, by comparison, the natural and sensuous has no standing of its own. Beautiful art from its side has thus performed the same service as philosophy. It has purified the spirit from its bondage.
So art expresses truth in a way that helps absolute mind become free. But Hegel says the chasm between the sensuous medium and pure thought can't be bridged at one stroke.
But even fine art is only a grade of liberation, not the supreme liberation itself. The genuine objectivity, which is only in the medium of thought, the medium in which alone the pure spirit is for the spirit, and where the liberation is accompanied with reference, is still absent in the sensuous beauty of the work of art, still more in that external, beautiful sensuousness.
So genuine objectivity is absent in the sensuous beauty of art. It can be found only in thought. As we'll see, Hegel has a different idea about that.